the spiritual, the paranormal, angels,
demons,
off-worlders,
UFOs,
conspiracies,
weird weather, seen and the unseen. It's Sight Unseen with your host, psychic and medium, Danielle Agnew.
Hey everybody, Danielle Agnew here. Happy Wednesday, as always, giving you a shout out from beautiful Big Sky Country here in Billings, Montana at the mtradio.net studios. I love these studios. I wish you guys could see where I'm sitting. This is so cool. All the moody lighting and great big old banners and posters and just complete and utter coolness here. It's a lot of fun. Guys, how are you this Wednesday? Yay! Thanks for joining me. This is fun. This is fun. We have a great show for you tonight here on Sight Unseen. Getting and digging into, are you ready for this? The topic of off-worlders. And actually, I've had a lot of email with people wanting to cover off-worlders. What are they about? Why are they here? What are we doing with them? And I'm excited to get into that today because there actually is quite a bit of information to be had on what our off-world buddies are doing and why and how long they've been here. And I mean, and this I do cover in part. I do cover in part off-worlders on and off on Sight Unseen because obviously, it's part of a paranormal phenomenon, UFOs and aliens and stuff. But it's really important that we kind of get into our off-world communities. And the reason being is that we are at the very, very end of 2014, which is, of course, the year of illumination. And as we're here, there's a lot that is coming to light, not only in our everyday lives, but in the self. And obviously on the show, I talk a lot about the illumination of the self, what that means before 2015, the year of reconciliation. I am banging that old tired gong like crazy, and I'm going to keep banging it until we're into 2015 because I am watching sparks fly right now. And sparks are flying in areas where people's mores and beliefs are challenged. And I find this completely, well, dead on to what the end of the year of illumination is supposed to be all about, actually. So basically, what we're looking at here, you guys, especially with the dynamics with off-worlders and aliens, is we do need to know who they are and what they're doing. And the fact is that they have been here for quite a long time. And they will continue to be here. And the reason this is important is because as we go into the year of reconciliation, 2014 was the year of contact. Now, what I mean by that is for those of you that follow my ufology stuff, in 2011, I was talking about 2013 being the year of disclosure, 2014. And obviously, we had the guy who came forward who was the former Prime Minister of Defense for Canada, wrote his book all about the different world governments and which off-worlders they were dealing with. And I've sort of coined the phrase off-worlders. I kind of made that one up just because I don't like the word aliens. I think that that's really insulting. These are very old, ancient cultures that have been around a lot longer than we have, and they just happen to not live on the Earth. So they are off-worlders. They live off of the Earth, and depending on wherever the heck it is they live. So this year is the year of contact, and it's really intriguing to me how distracted we have been in the media this year. I'm seeing all over Facebook these huge graphics, which are hysterical to me, of people thinking, the latest one being a chimpanzee that's thinking, wearing glasses, saying, you'll notice that Ebola is suddenly gone. I wonder what they were distracting us from. And I find this fascinating too. I mean, all of this ridiculous, there one minute, gone the next kind of stuff. And it's pretty obvious when we see these media tactics. But what we're talking about is evidence of off-world activity all over the planet this past year. Now, here's a little interesting tidbit for you. I went onto YouTube to check out some videos that were put up, and I happen to know they were put up this last year because I watched them during the summertime. And I was going to find them. I remembered what they were called, and I went to go YouTube them and find them. And you know what's fascinating is they have all been removed. You know that little square that comes up for YouTube and it says this video has been removed? And these were really good videos of off-world activity, low-flying ships, humongous ships, and they weren't hoaxes and they weren't a bunch of crud out there, whatever. They were just gone. This video has been removed. Now, I found this extremely interesting because some of the videos that were up this summer, and maybe some of you have seen them, were of these ginormous craft, and they are really big. Our off-world cousins from the Sirius AB star system have enormous ships that basically sit right outside of the atmosphere or right on the inside of the atmosphere, depending on what they're doing. And they bend light and do all kinds of things and get out of the way of our radar. And we know they're there. And we just, what are we going to do with a craft that's over a mile wide? What are we going to do with that? Just nothing. That's what we do with that. We just say, okay, there you are. Hi. Go knock yourself out. Okay. So with our off-worlders coming and going, they're actually an integral part of humanity's future. And I know this is going to sound somewhat like a bad sci-fi movie here, but just bear with me, because coming up this next year in 2015, we're going to have a lot of challenges with the Earth, a lot of them, and a lot of water problems, flooding problems, lots and lots of the tail end of some volcanic problems. And we're going to have some radiation problems. And I'm not going to get into big predictive stuff tonight because that's not what this show is about. I do want to tell you that our off-world friends have magnificent technology. And when I've looked at their technology, which I will do occasionally, I'll peek at what they're doing. I get bored. And they have the ability to pull particle matter completely apart and actually render it inert so it doesn't move. So it's not, you know, you don't have your little neutrons and whatnot spinning around everything. Render it inert and then pull it apart. And once it's pulled apart, it's just piles of like items, like, you know, piles of hydrogen, piles of carbon, whatever. And those can be expelled anywhere because they're just piles of the same type of element, which I find fascinating. And that's really one of our most effective cleanup mechanisms for radioactivity because we don't have any way to get rid of it. We don't know what to do with the particles that are poisonous or radioactive. And if we try to pull them apart, that causes, explosions. If we try to squish them together, it causes explosions. But to render them inert, and I could go into how that's actually possible because I actually watched them do it. It was fascinating. And it has to do with phase cancellation and wave resonation, which is really neat. But I'm not going to put you guys to, you know, sleep entirely here. Getting back to the off-worlders and why they're here, they're helping us out. And we had a lot more videos from 2014 regarding UFO sightings from all over the place that are now just missing off of YouTube. Now, what I think is so fascinating about this is that, you know, there's a million, they've left up the really hoaxy ones and the really vague ones where there's just like a big dot in the sky that you can barely tell what it is. But they took down the ones that really zoomed in and you could see different things happening in these craft, planes flying around them and all this other stuff. And this is not entirely unusual. I don't know why the world governments think that everybody's going to fall apart if we know that there's life off of the Earth. Obviously, there's life off of the Earth. I mean, it's just staggering how many galaxies and solar systems are outside of ours. I mean, millions and millions and millions, and all of those support life and planets and life that's like us, and there's life that's not like us, and there's life that doesn't even cross into our third dimension because that would be too slow for how fast it's moving, and it goes on and on and on. The reason this is important to talk about is because we are coming to the end of the year of illumination. And what's going on is that, of course, the powers that want to keep us non-illuminated, and this is darkness, and you can call it whatever you want. If you, if you're a Republican, you may call them Democrats. If you're Democrat, you may call them Republicans. Who knows? Doesn't matter. The folks who seek to oppress, and there are groups that seek to oppress and keep people in the dark, have been attempting to limit our knowledge and our access and keep us distracted with things like Ebola and Facebook and Twitter. And good God, don't get me started on Facebook and Twitter. I love them, but for God's sakes, you guys, please have a life outside of Facebook and Twitter, okay? And I know for some people that is their way of reaching out, and that's beautiful. For those who do things outside of Facebook and Twitter, God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Ugh. When we're talking about off-worlders, we're talking about cultures that helped seed life as we know it on the planet. And we're not necessarily talking about plants and all of this, but we are talking about human beings. And obviously, there was indigenous life that evolved here. And then we had our off-world cousins who came down. And Earth is like Vegas. What happens on Earth stays on Earth, okay? So we had off-world cousins come down. There's a lot of genetic mix-up with human beings for lots of reasons, and I don't have time for in 1 hour to talk about all that. However, I can tell you that we are actually related to a lot of these off-world species. And one specifically, the folks from the Sirius AB star system, they're the guys that came down and did the pyramids. They're the guys that came down and talked to the Dogon tribe in Africa and explained that the binary system of Sirius are two stars. The folks, if you will, are off-world cousins in the Sirius system are who we are most closely related to outside of life that simply evolved here on the planet Earth. And that's cool. I mean, you know, come on. There are four building blocks for everything. Four building blocks for everything in the entire, well, third dimension, actually. And it depends on how you wrap those together in whatever DNA that makes you a table or a person or a drum or a gorilla or a giraffe or an off-worlder or whatever it is. So we're drawing from the same ingredients, all of us. And this is important to recognize because in the year of illumination, it's time that we cast away ideas that no longer serve us and see what is there. See what is there. Survey what is there. And I want to hear from anybody out there listening. If you've been seeing UFOs, if you've had dealings with off-worlders, if you've had family members or friends that have had dealing with off-worlders, call me live here in the studio at 406-545-4496, option one. That's 406-545-4496, option one. Call in. I want to hear about your stories. I'm not going to make fun of you. I deal with them on a regular basis. I see them all the time up in the skies of Montana. I've written about them in my books. I mean, they're real, they're here, they're not going shopping, people. Okay, so what we need to know about the year of illumination with respect to off-worlders is that we are going to see quite a bit more of them and their technology in 2015. And I think it's a little embarrassing on the part of the human race that we keep trying to just eliminate and distract and keep everybody segregated and off the streets and their nose, you know, from work to home. And what better way to do that than to throw down a big natural disaster? You're going to get Ebola if you go outside. If you travel on a plane, you're going to get Ebola. If you go over here, you're going to get Ebola. What that does is separate people and it puts them in a fear consciousness and it keeps people in their own little pockets. And people aren't out. They're not looking up in the sky. They're not doing anything. They're obsessively ignoring every single other thing ever that's in the news and looking for anything that has to do with, say, Ebola. And that is the distractionary scare tactic used in media. The best part about our off-world cultures and why they're here is they use the planet like a big runway system. And before the continents ever came up, you know, really literally, when the whole planet was just a big soupy ball of ocean, and it was before the continents rose, when it was a big soupy ball of ocean, there were all these still existing vortex points that many of these off-world cultures used to go from point A to point B across the universe. And because our planet's full of water and spinning the way, it's spinning and full of, we estimate, an iron core, we think. We don't even know what the core is made out of. We have a great electromagnetic atmosphere and electromagnet that we live on. So these off-worlders have come and gone. Oh, we got a call. I'm excited. Hey, caller, you are on Sight Unseen. I'm your host, Danielle Agnew. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Brian from Michigan.
Brian from Michigan, how are you?
Oh, just trying to survive the holiday season.
Well, you and the rest of us with your best intentions, my friend. What can you tell us about your experience in observing this off-world phenomenon?
Well, my experience is that recently during a meditation, I actually saw an off-worlder type being, but also in the background, there was this massive equation with symbolism that I've never seen before. And I've done my share of mathematics and such, but I was curious what that might mean, because I've tried to write it down, but I have no way of knowing what any of those symbols mean.
You know what, Brian? It's funny you would say that, because I got one of your angels on the horn to help me out. They always make me sound so much smarter than I really am. And I'm looking at this equation, and the first thing that came to me was, well, of course you would have a really hard time determining what this equation is, because a lot of these symbols, again, they're foreign symbols. And they represent mathematical concepts that we are just beginning to understand. What they're showing you is, if I can put this, this is what it looks like to me. I just ask this angel, what is this? And what this is it's a math map that kind of like if my car gets 25 miles to the gallon and I'm going from Billings to Bozeman and Billings is 180 miles from Bozeman, how many miles am I going to go before I need to fill up my tank? This is actually a temporal map, and it's also a map of how all things are interconnected. Now, this is way above my pay grade. I'm not a math person. And when they say all things are connected, it's a map of not only, it's the way matter interconnects with matter. And a person could use that to determine wormholes, open them up. I hate the word Stargate is cheesy, but open up temporal portholes. Well, you know what I mean? It's a way that everything is connected and how you can access. It's the way that matter works with itself through space and time in order to connect one point to the next point. It also is usable, apparently, to view this as a building block in connection. Now, there's a little bit of fourth dimensionality here that is way above my head. However, this off-world being showing you this map of how all things are connected, or the ratio of how they're connected and how that is possible for us to connect these things, this is what they're trying to get us to lock into, is our ultimate possibility. And I want to tell you, I am seeing some folks here on the earth who could look at that particular equation, just a handful of people who would understand what a few of those characters are, having worked with some of these off-world cultures, and be able to understand it. Now, Brian, okay, and so we do have this to a large degree. This knowledge exists here. We have not put it into play because, again, there's fear. We're not sure what to do with it. There are those who oppress this knowledge. And it doesn't surprise me at all, Brian, that in meditation, okay, an off-worlder, was the off-worlder blue by chance? I'm just curious.
No, it was actually like a steel gray.
Okay, perfect. So we're ruling out the Palladians with the blue. I was just dead curious about that. The gray, the steel-colored gray, what's really interesting about that, we're dealing with the temporal travelers here. And so you being able to catch this download, if you will, is an attempt at this off-world culture to get this knowledge to everyone. Because, again, there's a small amount of people who seek to oppress those of us in illumination. So they're trying to just think about broadcasting on a certain language out to every single broadcast outlet that would receive it. And maybe only a couple of people are going to speak that language, but you're going to try.
Wow.
I wish, okay.
Well, if it shows up again, I'll just keep trying to write it down then.
I was going to say, I wish you got that down, my friend. You could take that and stick it up on Facebook, WordPress, any sort of blog site and say, okay, are you MIT grads? You know, all you physics guys and math guys and people at Florida Tech, what is this? What is this?
And I remember reading years ago this story. This isn't the first time that things like this have occurred. There's a story of a gentleman in India during the early 1900s. He was just a farmer, and he experienced things of this nature, and he ended up bringing it to mathematicians, and it was some of the most advanced calculations they had ever seen at that point in time.
Well, that's exactly it. I mean, these guys are broadcasting out, Brian, to anyone who will catch the message and relay it. That's what's going on. Now, what a statement it is on your amazing, beautiful brain that they are sending you this. I will tell you and the whole wide world that there is not one off-worlder alive that's going to be me a mathematical equation. They're going to be like, that sucker will be lost against the rocks with this chick. No way. But yeah, definitely write that down. And if you're listening out there and you can relate with Brian and you are receiving some kind of mathematical characters that you just don't understand, write them down. Write them down. I had a similar experience, Brian, but it was how to transmute matter through space and time, and it was a physics equation. And so I wrote that down. I have no flipping idea what it even is. I mean, I do know what it is. I know what it does, but I don't know how to. I couldn't look at the characters themselves and say, I'm going to solve this.
Yeah, that's. I agree. That's definitely above my pay grade too. I accept just being the messenger.
Well, and on that, you know, next time you sit down to meditate, you reach out to these steel gray guys, okay, and ask them to resend that, to rebroadcast it, and see if you can catch it. It looks really long to me. Maybe I'm not seeing it correctly.
It is. It was. From the moments that I could see it, it just went on for lines and lines and lines. It would, from my perspective, it looked like it would fill an entire chalkboard or dry erased whiteboard. It was massive.
That's what it looks like. It just goes and goes and goes and goes and goes. It's like, what the heck am I looking at here? But it is how, that's apparently what it is. It's how all things are connected, and it's how to connect from point A to point B. And how to transmute matter so it's not disrupted or ruined in that process. And to transmute matter also, it's the same technology they use to pull particle matter apart if they're taking apart radioactivity or whatnot. They don't even worry about that stuff. They just disassemble it and throw all the spare pieces away.
Wow.
I know, right?
there's no other word other than wow.
Well, and that's exactly it. I want our listeners to know that Brian, for those that just tuned in, was during a meditation, actually was able to see an off-world individual, and behind the off-world are this huge equation that contains symbols and characters that he was unequipped with, even though he's unequipped of knowing what to do with, even though he's a numbers guy and is familiar with mathematical stuff. And so this message is attempting to get out to all kinds of people. And I think it's fascinating. So if it comes up again, my friend, do your very best to just get little pieces of it. And you can be like that guy on Alphas, the old TV show that was writing little bits at a time on his equation until he got it done.
Okay, I will certainly try. And I have a quick unrelated technical question. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to listen into your show last week due to school. I was curious when we might be able to see the other episodes available online.
You know what? Our amazing station manager is converting those as we speak, and they are going to get uploaded. And those, if anybody's listening, you can go to sightunseen.com, and that's going to direct you to the archive page. We've had a little bit of a technical hiccup over here. We had some amazing upgrades and conversions to our system, and so getting all of those episodes up there, they're coming. He's been busting his keister to get the code all worked out. So hopefully sometime this next week, we'll start seeing some headway in that area.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Brian. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
You betcha.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. And I love that you guys call from all over the flipping United States. I was from Michigan. What a great call. You know, what's so fun about that is that, you know, here we're dealing with a gentleman who is halfway across the United States from me right now, who is in meditation, receives this unbelievable equation. And this kind of phenomenon is happening all over the place. In fact, one of the videos that was removed from YouTube was a video that was about a woman, and I believe she was in Iowa or Ohio. So I'm kind of screwed up on that one. Sorry, guys. But in one of those states, Iowa, I think it was Iowa. I'm pretty sure it was Iowa. And she, you know, just works at a retail outlet store and doesn't have a background in anything mathematical or scientific, and was having these incredible dreams about water purification and what it took to purify water. And it was using this certain plants, and it was really cool. So she made this 5-minute video about how she was getting these dreams of these beings that she wasn't sure if they were angels or aliens or what they were, but they were blue and glowing. Now, that's actually a Palladian, and they are from the Pleiades star system, which is the Subaru logo, for those who like the Subaru logo, the Seven Sisters. And they're from that, actually, a wormhole out in that area, that dimension. They come through in that area. And she had this amazing way to purify water with just a couple of plant enzymes and something else, sand or something like that. And she knew nothing about this, but these blue angels or aliens, she didn't decide which, were bringing her this information, and she went out and tried it, and it made the water pure. That's missing off of YouTube now. So I'm seeing that there are these missing videos where people are relaying their experiences. They're relaying what they see. The ones that are being left up on YouTube are the videos where somebody's talking about the conspiracy or the military or more the scary stuff, the us against them stuff is being left up. But there are several videos that have been taken down where people who claim that they've been visited by grays or shorter aliens that they call grays. It wouldn't be the grays. The grays are not exactly stepping up to help humanity here. But other beings that look like them that are bringing people all kinds of visions about peace on the earth and what is possible. And, you know, you guys, these off-world cultures, a lot of them are related to us. Fabulous. We got another call. So excited. Caller, you are on Sight Unseen. I'm your host, Danielle Agnew. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Tammy from Georgia.
Tammy from Georgia. How are you, my friend?
Yeah, I know. I'm always calling in. I think I'm going to have to change my name.
Oh, no. You've got such a great recognizable voice. That's okay, though. It's great to have you calling in from Georgia. What have you got for us tonight on Offworlders?
Well, I know I was, I don't know if I ever mentioned this to you in one of our conversations, but when I did readings with you, but my son had seen what he classified as lizard people in my, where my walls in my living room used to be white. And I was not feeling well, and I was laying on my sofa. And he says, Mom, there's these things all behind you, like up against the wall, and I can see them. And I'm like, well, what are they? He goes, well, they have long tails and they look kind of like lizards. Because I was asking for a description. He didn't know what they were. He didn't even classify them as lizard people. I was just asking him to describe them to me. And as it turns out, it sounded like I was looking them up and I was reading about reptilians.
Ah, yes, and ma'am. Yes.
It was funny because that whole day, or not that day, but I don't know if it was that day or the next day, I saw little lizards running around. Everywhere I looked, they were on the screen of the window, or everywhere I'd walk, there they were. And I was like, that's kind of weird.
Because
I just thought that was really strange. And, I mean, at times you'll see things. And also, besides that, I know the other guy was talking about seeing an equation. Now, my youngest has seen like an equation in the air before, and he was telling me, he said, man, there's this weird math-looking thing in the air. He goes, I'm trying to understand it. I don't know exactly what it means. You know, it was just some kind of symbolism or math equation, and he couldn't make it out, or he couldn't understand it. He said it was kind of interesting. He didn't know how to explain it. And also, there's this other thing that he sees a lot, which he's seen it more than once, which I always forget to ask you about it when I end up talking to you. It's like a box. And it's some kind of suitcase, not a suitcase, but like a dresser or a box. And he says it's right, it'll be just hanging in the air above him. And he doesn't know what it means or what it represents. I don't think he's ever told me there's anything on it.
No, it looks just like a gray, almost a black gray, from my perspective, slate colored. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you whether it was stone or mm-hmm. metal or what, and just mm-hmm. hanging like a monolith is what it looks like, just hanging there. You know what?
He'll say, "Mom, there's something floating in the air, but I don't know what it is." And it's happened more than once. So now I'm kind of curious because it's not just one little vision. It's, you know, a regular thing that he'll see.
You know, next time he sees that math equation, and this is just exactly what Brian from Michigan and we were just talking about here. People are receiving the same exact message. They're receiving this all over the world. There were YouTube videos, again, that were up there, and people were trying to talk about this that have been removed. So, I mean, this broadcast is going out to everybody. And to everybody who can hear, not everybody. Like I said, our off-world friends are not going to be silly enough to entrust me with their mouth. That would be bad. However, you know, see if your son, you know, can jot down some of what he's seeing. And, you know, again, we need to create a place that's central online where everybody can post this equation. Maybe I'll do that on my blog. If you guys go to calltolight.org, email me through the radio station, as a matter of fact. I'll find out where my email address would be here, but we'll figure it out. And email me these JPEGs of your equations, and we'll put them up. I'll put them up on my blog on calltolight.org, and we'll get everybody looking at these things to put their heads together to try to solve them and figure them out. And what they're telling me about that that monolith. This is going to sound really cheesy. I have no other way to talk about this. It's more like it's a space-time probe. What they're showing me is it is relaying information and receiving information, and it's just there. Like if somebody stuck a satellite in your bedroom, and it's
oh my goodness.
That's really what I mean. Literally, it pops through, and I've actually seen something very similar. Only it was made of light. And it was really interesting. And I remember thinking, what is this? And I thought, well, this is a form of, well, actually, they're backing me up. I'm talking to your angels. I'm like, what exactly is this? It is a probe that registers from the environment, but it's actually made of metal. But it's a type of alloy that we don't necessarily recognize here. And the metal is super sensitive to vibration. And so it's picking at the vibration of your sun. It's picking at the vibration of the earth. And somehow, don't ask me how, because again, way above my pay grade here, it's breaking down this resonation into some kind of a language. So it's breaking.
And actually, Daniel, one time when he saw that, he actually saw the equation close to that. It was like.
And it has to do with magnetism, electromagnetism also. So again, that equation we're talking about, and opening two ends of space here, or several ends of space, and how to connect them without collapsing matter and without collapsing a singularity and wrecking everything. So they know how to do this. They're trying to let us know how to do this. So we are not, if you will, limited to putting through the universe on gas-powered engines. Well, that's embarrassing. Good Lord. Yeah. Yeah,
well, it's interesting because I've had both kids do visions where they saw the portals, which I think I talked about that in one of your other shows.
Sure, yeah.
And I asked them, they were seeing them in two different locations, but they were both having the same vision. And I was wondering if they were pulling my leg, like joking with me and trying to get me or something. So I said, okay, well, you draw what you are seeing and then tell me, describe it. And then I asked Sean, too. And they were both drawing and describing the same thing. So I knew they weren't lying. You know, they weren't playing with me. And Sean was seeing things coming in and out, which was kind of interesting, and even some people. But he said the characters kind of reminded him of Minecraft characters.
Right on. Like that. Right on. Yeah, not all, you know, back to the top of your comments here, you know, reptilians are a form of alien, if you will, or off-worlder. Mm-hmm. And they're not actually, there's a couple of different types of them. There have been some very...
Right, they're not all bad.
No, they're not all bad. A majority of them had a pretty nasty run-in with a majority of humankind and did a lot of subjugation to humankind. As a matter of fact, if you look back to ancient Hindi texts and ancient Sumerian texts, you'll see these serpent people all over the place. And it's a little weird. And even in the Bible, it talks about how the snake came to tempt people. It's a little odd how there's this serpent figure all over the world. Yeah, this was before Facebook and email and everything, so it was a little difficult.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, so we have the reptilian that comes down and subjugates people, and we, with help of our off-world friends as well as ourselves, we kind of kick that bad habit to the curb. Now, there's been other reptilians that have come since that are not all evil, okay? They're actually, it's kind of like the people trying to make nice for transgressions from the past. But overall, they've not been the nicest race ever. I try to stay off their radar because I'm like, ugh, you guys, you got your own stuff you're learning.
Well, I don't know why they were all standing... why Sean saw them behind me, you know, which is kind of weird. I was like, oh, okay. You know, because I had never really paid any attention or studied. I mean, I've never seen an alien I've never seen anything. So I don't have that ability. I mean, so it was just kind of weird to hear them saying that.
And standing behind you, you know, honestly, that's a show of submissiveness. That's a show of, okay, we're not the ones trying to run the show here. Yeah. We're back here. We're here. We're doing what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be a great time of actually reconciliation for the human beings and our off-world cousins. And it's funny about you seeing all the little bitty little bitty lizards running around. Yeah. Well, encourage your sons, right? Encourage your sons to actually write down these equations when they see them. And again, if everybody wants to hit me up on Facebook for now, but with your JPEGs, we'll put them together. We have to take a quick break, Tammy. We will be right back.
Right.
Thank you, everybody.
Are you ready for me to go?
Well, if you want to go, darling, you can hang on, whatever you want to do. So
now I'll go so I can listen to all your interesting conversations.
That sounds fantastic, Tammy. Thanks for calling from Georgia.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care now. Bye-bye. Guys, you're listening to Sight Unseen only on mtradio.net. Don't go anywhere. Sight Unseen will be right back.
Experience the magic of Christmas at Tacoma's Temple Theater Friday, December 19th with star violinist Jeffrey Castle and his Celtic Christmas Celebration. Featuring the Puget Sound Firefighters Pipe and Drum Band, the Seattle Irish Dance Company, Cirque du Soleil vocalist Beth Quist, special guest Jessica Lynn, and Jeffrey Castle's All-Star Band. Castle's Celtic Christmas Celebration, Friday, December 19th at the Temple Theater Tacoma. Go to Ticketmaster.com or the Temple Theater box office.
Music for the holidays ignites memories. This year, give the gift of music with Danielle Agnew's 12 Days of Christmas.
Joy to the world.
Experience traditional holiday favorites by award-winning vocalist and artist Danielle Agnew.
Tonight, goodbye.
12 Days of Christmas by Danielle Agnew. Available on CD at Amazon and downloadable on iTunes.
Hey there, it's Rebecca from Fit Body Bootcamp Billings. We've got a new way of working out that can burn more fat and make your body more athletic in less time. I'm talking about the Fit Body Bootcamp fat-burning workouts that will do the job of a one-hour traditional workout in only 30 minutes. Our secret sauce is how we create the afterburn effect with combined resistance training and cardio to make sure you burn more fat after each session. Try our 21-day Fat Loss Inferno program to see for yourself. You'll get our exclusive program with our Fit Body Jumpstart Nutrition Plan. Call 850-8459 to reserve your spot. New members only, please.
Fit Body Bootcamp. Billings. Mind. Body. Life. Actual clients. Tell their stories.
My biggest success, going from a size 34 to a size 30 for my pants and losing 25 pounds.
I went from 25% body fat down to 15% body fat.
I have lost 45 pounds.
Fit Body Bootcamp Billings, 601 24th Street West in Westgate Village. Be the change you want to see.
Hey, psychic and medium Danielle Agnew here. It's that time of year, we're ramping into the holidays, and with that comes the holiday stress. Sleepless nights because your brain won't shut down. My meditation CD, Creation Whispers, is a massage for the mind. I've composed a musical canvas that specifically inspires theta waves in the brain, which triggers the deep relaxation that's necessary to fall asleep. Download my album, Creation Whispers, from iTunes today and get the rest your body is craving. Also available on CD at Barjans in downtown Billings.
Join psychic and medium Danielle Agnew.
Seen on ABC, NBC, TNT, and more.
Saturday, December 13th from 2 to 4 p.m. at Barjans for her live forum, 2015, the Year of Reconciliation, Predictions for the Upcoming Year. What will happen with the money system? Which of the old business models will survive? How will the Earth fare? Plus, all attendees can ask Danielle one psychic question. Registration is $35. Saturday, December 13th, 2 to 4 p.m. at Barjans. Call 252-4398 or reserve space online at Danielle Agnew,
EGNEW-advisor.com.
And now, back to Sight Unseen.
Hey, everybody. I am Danielle Agnew, back with you on Sight Unseen here on mtradio.net. And I'm so excited to be on mtradio.net. This is an amazing station, and it's got terrific shows. And if you go to mtradio.net and click on the Shows tab, you can see what everybody's got going on there. And obviously, we've had a million amazing upgrades and changes to the station. The station is growing so fast. And we will have the archives up for Sight Unseen. There's some amazing things that they've been doing and working on and getting those tightened up in a different way. So again, you know, checking out next week, just check back to, you can go to sightunseen.com. It's going to forward you to the mtradio.net page where the Sight Unseen archives are at. And I've been getting a lot of emails from you guys and inquiries about where the archives are. Never fear, they are coming. They are coming on the end of some amazing system upgrades. So I love it. I love it. All this half hour, or less than half hour, second half of the show, I should say, we're of course talking about off-worlders. And we had wonderful callers from Michigan, from Georgia today, talking about their experiences with UFOs. They're both people calling in, talking about one gentleman talking about the fact that he actually saw in meditation an amazing mathematical equation that was above his pay grade to try to figure out, and he's a numbers guy, containing characters that he didn't recognize. And then another caller from Georgia talking about how her sons had seen the exact same equation and how she had both sons, you know, write down what they were seeing with other off-world phenomena, and they were coming back with the same exact documentation here. So what we're talking about here is, why are our off-world cousins attempting to get in touch with us this year? This is the year of contact. I've been banging the gong of contact for many years now, that 2014 is the year of contact. Why are all of these, if you will, UFO YouTube videos being removed? And a lot of them are. And why are the ones that they're removing the videos where people are discussing being visited by aliens or angels, they're not sure which, who are delivering to them amazing pieces of technology, how to purify water, whatever this mathematical equation is. There were mathematical equation YouTube videos that were removed. And, you know, it's funny, I was talking with our show manager here tonight just about the fact that during the break, that when they do remove videos off of YouTube, you don't even see the title anymore. They're just gone. It's just, this video has been removed. And I do think it's a little fishy that the ones that have been removed are the videos containing information on how to better ourselves. So if you're someone out there who is receiving this off-world broadcast containing this equation, and this equation does, I can tell you this much, it has to do with how to tie all particle matter together successfully without collapsing one side or the other side of a wormhole or collapsing matter. It's about tying everything together. And if you're receiving this equation, write it down, take a picture of it with your flipping phone, and email it over. You know, email it over to me. You can email it to me through Facebook. You can email it to me at my website, Danielle Agnew, EGNEW-advisor.com. Email it with your name, and I will go ahead and compile all of these pictures on my blog at calltolight.org. And hopefully somebody who's a physics or math person can take a look at that and understand what these equations are trying to talk about. Our off-world friends are attempting to get messages to us because we're in a pivotal time before 2015. And it's the year of illumination. It's time that we recognize we are not alone in the universe. God made many life forms. We are one of many that God made. It's time that we reach out to the beautiful life that's all the way across this gorgeous universe that we live. And some of it we're not supposed to interact with, and we won't. There are reptilian races that, well, we call them reptilians. They're kind of sleestacky looking, for lack of a better way to put it, for those who are old enough to remember the original Land of the Lost. I'm dating myself, and I'm okay about it. You know, some of these races are not nice. And just like human beings, not all human beings are nice. And there can be a nice race and then have off-worlders within that race that aren't very nice, just like people. Overall, when these off-worlders are reaching out to us, they are the nice ones that are reaching out. And overall, a lot of these races, which are much older than us, are reaching back to us in order to help us. And a lot of these races don't see time like we do. They don't see time as today, tomorrow, yesterday, 5 hours from now. A lot of these races, because of this equation that they keep showing to everybody, know how to poke a hole through time and space. And it's not that we need to change the past, yet it's about augmenting what we're doing right now to better the planet and maintain what we have. It's kind of interesting. If you have not seen the movie Interstellar, then you have not seen probably what I'm going to call the best movie of this entire year. Go see Interstellar. It is phenomenal. I watched that movie, and my faith in humanity, especially humanity who works in media, was completely renewed, because the way that they broke that down, and time and space and everything else, is brilliant. And there's an enormous message there. So please go see Interstellar. It's part of humanity's journey to understand that we are not living on a flat plane of time. You know, there was a time, you guys, when all of the known scientific world truly believed the Earth was flat. They truly believed that, and which is hysterical to me, but that's what they believed. And so for us to think that there is no extraterrestrial life and that we can't poke holes through space to travel is just as lame as those people back in the day going, oh, the earth is flat. It's flat. We know it's flat. You'll just sail and fall off the edge of the earth. Well, that's how we feel now. Well, there's no way that there's extraterrestrial life. There's no way that we can poke a hole through space and just get there on a math equation. Yes, there is. You guys, I'm not a mathematician and I'm not a scientist. Yet even I have received transmissions about wave and particle matter and data. And what they've sent me transmissions, not transmissions, but visions about, me and many other people, I'm not exclusive in this, is how to break down wave, particle wave matter to, if you will, you can beam one thing from A to B and how that's possible and how we do that with resonation. So if somebody like me who does not have a huge physics background can understand how this is done. Now, granted, I do have a acoustic sciences background, so that I will understand. But if I can look at that and understand that I'm trying to receive a message about travel and about putting us from point A to point B, even on the planet, we're not even necessarily talking stargates, although this would work in space. It would be easier in space because of the vacuum. This off-world outreach is happening all over. And the reason is we're going to need it for next year. We're going to need it for next year. And I think a lot of times many people receive messages, whether angelic, whether from spirit guides, whether from off, well-meaning off-world broadcasts. And we think we're making this crap up in our head. We think it's some sci-fi thing that we're making up. Well, here's the deal. How can it be some sci-fi thing you're making up and you don't even understand what it is? That gets a little difficult. When you're looking at something that you don't even understand what it is, write it down because chances are someone else will. And show it to somebody. Say, what is this? Somebody might say, oh my God, this is blah, blah, blah. Like our caller, Brian from Michigan, was talking about, there were some off-world transmission of mathematical equations that an individual years ago snapped out of the ethers, and it was some of the highest math we'd ever seen to understand. You know what? My cousin in California has a master's degree, you know, from Stanford and is a math teacher. So why don't you guys send me over all of these math equations and I will forward them over to her and say, does this make any sense to you? Is this a calculus thing? Calculus is actually shorthand for science. And I did better with calculus than I did with algebra, actually. So, you know, just pay attention to what is being put in front of you right now. We've got literally 2/3 of a month to go in the year of illumination. And pay attention to what is being brought to you by your angels, by your guides. A lot of people have extraterrestrial guides, and I know that's a mind boggler for many, but it's true. A lot of these beings don't exist in one dimension. They exist in many. They talk to us through space and time to give us messages on how to better ourselves and what we're doing with the earth. They use this planet too, you guys. They use it for a jump point from A to B. It's their LAX, and they've been using it for many, many years. So it's important to realize that we all have the capability to hear into the ethers. We all do. And this is a big deal. People who are living on ley lines or around ley lines are going to see heightened UFO activity through this whole next year. Very heightened UFO activity. A lot of our off-world cultures are temporal travelers. They travel through space-time, and they use electromagnetic poles and ley lines, which is electromagnetism travels through space and time, and they use that to land. So if you live in a ley line area, you're going to see more UFOs and off-worlders than if you don't. It's kind of cool. You know, in the last few minutes, I'm going to give our callers one more chance here to call in. If you have seen off-worlders, if you have experience with off-worlders, if you've been dreaming weird stuff about mathematical equations or how to purify water or how to deconstruct nuclear compounds, something that is just kind of outside of the normal, gee, I'm having an anxiety dream where I'm in my underwear. You know, give me a call. I want to hear about your off-worlder stuff in the last few minutes we have. Of course, our call-in line at the studio is 406-545-4496. That's 406-545-4496. Give us a call and tell me what your take on off-worlders are. Or you can just call me and tell me you think I'm absolutely off my nut. That's okay, too. Give us a call, 406-545-4496, option one. Ring us in. As you guys are ramping down to the end of your year of illumination, I'm not kidding you. Look up, okay? It's especially if you're in the Northern Hemisphere. It gets dark early here, and especially if you're in the northern part of the Northern Hemisphere, there's a lot of stars, and you're going to be surprised at the amount of activity that you see in the skies. And a lot of this is positioning of these off-world craft that have been up there for a long, long dang time. And they are helping stabilize. They were really helping stabilize the planet back in 2011 and 12. And right during the time of the Japan earthquake. And they were actually trying to help there. And I think the fact that they did do some stabilization geomagnetically on the Earth, they have very large craft that kind of make a grid around the Earth and help with this. Not only kept the ley lines in place, which is what they use to navigate, because think about it. I mean, if all of a sudden LAX just changed all of its coordinates for its runways, none of the software in any of the planes would be able to land because nothing would be congruent. So with these off-worlders attempting to keep the ley line structure intact back in 2011, you know, Japan moved, which is incredible to me, 9 feet west in that earthquake. The country of Japan in 2011 moved 9 feet west because of the earthquake and that tsunami. That was huge. And the fact that that was a devastating disaster, the fact that more lives weren't lost, considering an entire island country was moved 9 feet west, is pretty amazing. This next year that I've seen into 2015, we are going to struggle with some groundwater issues. We're going to struggle with extreme flooding. We're going to struggle with water. And the fact that this woman, and I'm going to say it was Iowa, received this message on how to purify water using ground up plant proteins from her backyard and mixing it with water, it was unbelievable. She just had this dream about it from angels or from ETs. She couldn't tell which. You know, they're trying to help us out because we are related to these guys. And it's important that we don't demonize every single idea of an off-worlder. There are those that seek to oppress, and I will use the word oppress, the forward progression of the human species. Because as long as we stay stupid, knuckle, dragon, you know, apes in the mud, for lack of a better way to put it, then we won't ascend. We won't transcend into what our biggest potential is, which is great connection, great love, and great creation. And when we're into great love and great creation and great potential, then we don't need to hoard resources. We don't need to keep people in poverty so a few have everything to control the masses. We don't need to exercise the type of division and hatred because it's simply not necessary. And in God's infinite wisdom, human beings are not the only sentient life in the universe. And we have a lot of wonderful off-world cousins that are here trying to give us that last hand up here. As we naturally take a spiritual step up in our evolution as a species, what you are going to notice coming into the year of illumination here, you are going to notice that there are two camps of people. And that does make me think of that John Waters line, my kind and a-holes. But that's not what I was going to say. There are two camps of people. And there's going to be the camp of people who seek unity, and they seek growth, and they seek health, and they seek truth, and they seek healing. And there's going to be a group of people who absolutely positively are hell-bent on learning through illusion and separation. So let them. I'm not saying we shouldn't try to help our neighbor. We always should. But let people who wish to be in illusion, let them experience that illusion of fear and separation. It's the only thing, if anything, that's going to snap them out of that perspective. And there's going to be people who think you're nuts, that you believe in ETs and off-worlders, and people who think if this were back in the King Henry VIII days, I would be accused of heresy, saying that there was any other life besides the life that God created on earth. Well, God created all life. We're just one drop in the bucket. And I love interfacing with a lot of this life that's not human, because they have a great perspective on everything. It's so cool. And we can learn so much and grow so quickly. So if you're receiving messages, whether they be from off-worlders, angels, guides, whatever it is, remain open from now till the end of the year of illumination, and then even open wider into the year of reconciliation. Because you're going to need to, you guys. The universe isn't going to shut down just because we're not ready to face what's in it. I mean, that's just not how it works, okay? And pretty soon, these off-worlders are going to actually end up on our doorstep saying, hello, it's necessary for us to actually take all this power that we use to bend light around these giant craft and direct that onto the earth. And so don't soil your britches if you look up and there's a 2-mile-wide craft just hanging. Obviously, they're not trying to take us over, you guys. Duh. Look at that technology. If they wanted to take us over, they could have done that a long time ago. So please stay away from propaganda online that talks about the imminent alien invasion. That actually is more of the dark group of human beings that seek to control everybody by putting fear in everybody's minds. If these off-worlders wanted the planet, they sure as heck would have taken it before we made the ionosphere unstable by shooting high-frequency sound waves into it. They would have taken it before we've put the accelerator pedal to the natural process of the earth warming up. We've definitely accelerated that. They would have done something with it before we were dumping all of this irradiated water from Japan into the ocean and continue to do on a regular basis. I mean, think about this. If you're a conquering species, you take it when it's hot. You don't take it when it's not, okay? So obviously, you guys, we are here living in union with all of these amazing, amazing beings out there. Again, look up ley lines in your area. See if you're living by one. You will see more ETs flying around in the sky than if you don't, because they do travel along ley lines and vortex points. It's how they get in and out. It is their I-90, their I-5, their 405 north and south. That's how they travel. So keep your eyes to the skies. If you are in Billings, Montana, you guys, this coming weekend, December 13th is Saturday, I'm going to be down at Barjon's Books from 2 to 4:30 p.m. in the afternoon, and I'm going to be doing a forum all about what to expect in 2015. It is actually the big prediction forum. It's one of my most popular forums of the year. Love to have you guys attend. It's only $35. And if you're there in person, you can ask me one psychic question if you don't mind it being answered in front of a group of people. You can call down to Barjon's to reserve your space at area code 406-252-4398, or go to my website right on the front page, Danielle Agnew, EGNEW-advisor.com. And you can find where you can reserve your space with a credit card. They're online. And then this Sunday, December 14th, is the second Sunday of every month. Well, I'm going to be putting on a non-denominational interfaith, well, basically spiritual gathering. If you want to call it church, that's fine. Down at Barjon's Books. That is, of course, free to everybody who wants to attend. And that's going to be at 1 p.m. on December 14th. I'm going to be doing this every second Sunday down at Barjon's Books. So come on down and get yourself some church, get yourself some spiritual messages without all the creepy dogma and judgment and all this other stuff. And of course, coming up right afterwards, you guys are going to want to stick around for The Soul, where my co-host Roy Pack and I are going to be talking about accepting things you don't understand and why that's important in life, especially coming in to this wrap up of the year of illumination, you guys. Thank you for joining me here at mtradio.net. This is always a pleasure to bring you Sight Unseen on Wednesdays. Stick around, and you can find me on Facebook if you want, Danielle Agnew, EGNEW. Give me a shout out. Hang on, we're coming right back with The Soul, and we'll be with you in 1 second. Thanks for listening, guys. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.